Dear friends, wonderful friends, I'd like to share together with you an insight into Hanukkah, which has been a chizuk for me and hopefully will be for all of you. We're well aware of the fact that Hanukkah we commemorate, that there was this one little pach of shemen and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it have an endless flow of oil, which went on and on and on for 8 days. Chazal make a point of stressing that this one bottle of oil was a pach echod, which was munach b'chaisamoy shel Kohen Gadol. This was the one which had the seal of the Kohen Gadol. And there isn't really such a din generally that oil for the menorah needs to have a seal of the Kohen Gadol. But Chazal point this out so that we should understand that the nest that happened, that the pach ha-shemen had so much oil and went on and on and on, is directly linked to the fact that it had this extra level of Kedusha of the Chaisomoy Shel Kohen Gadol. The rule here, which Chazal are telling us, is that as long as a person is linked to this world, a person is hemmed in by Teva, then Teva controls him. If a person conducts himself with Kedusha, then he's freed from the shackles of Teva, and there will be an endless supply of Shefa. This applies to the oil in the Beis Hamikdash, and this applies in our daily lives as well. If we are able to elevate ourselves and live a life of Kedusha and run our businesses with Kedusha, then we'll find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending a Shefa of Parnosa, an incredible success, materialistic wealth, because we are living above the Teva, because we're living with Kedusha. Kedusha is always linked to success. The Pasuk says, Yishlach Ezracha Mikoidesh. A simple translation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send your help from His Holiness. But the Medrash in Vayikra says a different pshat. Yishlach Ezracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send His help Mikoidesh, from your Kedusha. The more Kedusha that you have in your lives, the more Kedusha there is in my business dealings, the more divine help there will be. Umitzion Yisodeko, the Pasuk continues. Says the Medrash, Umitzion, if a person is singled out, he looks different, he presents himself as a frum yid, Yisodeko, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will support him. The more Kedusha that there is in our lives, the more we aspire towards the Chaisomoy Shel Kohen Gadol, if our lives have on them the seal of the Kohen Gadol. It's a life of Kedusha, it's a life which is not influenced by the Goyim around us, then there will be an oil which will burn on and on for 8 days, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send us more and more Shefa of Parnosa. This we find in Chazal. The Medrash Tanchuma tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in his Kisei HaKovod, he has a Shekel HaKodesh, not the currency that we have in this world. A Shekel HaKodesh, Holy Shkolim. And the people who are Zoicha, a person who runs his business with the correct Kedusha, he gets from HaKadosh Baruch Hu a Shekel HaKodesh. That translates itself into this world, into endless numbers of Shkolim, of general money. What we need to do when we are running our businesses and when we are involved in our offices is, what ishtadlus can we do to get to that Shekel HaKodesh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kisei HaKovod? Once you get his Shekel HaKodesh, everything else is taken care of, because you're not limited to the Teva anymore, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends an endless supply. It's very well known that Yaakov Avinu had his fight with the Soreh Shel Esav, and after that fight, the Pasuk says, Vayovo Yaakov Sholem Ir Shechem. And Rashi already comments, Yaakov came Sholem in all sorts of Shlemus. He was complete in every way. He was perfection in his money, perfection in his Torah, and perfection in his body. He was healthy and wealthy and successful. Says the Chasam Sofer, we know that the Satan always comes to fight against the various points that Klal Yisrael stands for. We know that we were taken out of Mitzrayim, Shleshinu, three basic areas, Shmom, Lashoinam, and Mabusham, our names, our language, and our clothing. Says the Chasam Sofer, Vayova Yaakov Sholem. The word Sholem is the Rosh Tevis of Shmom, Lashoinam, and Mabusham. Yaakovinu had spent 20 years in the house of Lavan. He was exposed to the influences of Lavan in these three areas of Shmom, Lashonam, and Malbushom. But he was Sholem in these three areas of Shmom, Lashonam, and Malbushom. Then it follows automatically that he was Sholem also in Sholem B'Toyrosoi, Sholem B'Gufoi, and Sholem B'Mamoinoi. If we're looking for Shlemus in our money, then the place to get it is in Kedusha. And the more we will invest in Kedusha, the more Shefa of Parnosa we will find. The Yevonim came to fight, and when they conquered the Temple Mount, we say, V'timu kol hashmanim. They made tomei all the oils, and the Maharal explains that this wasn't a side effect, that because the Yevonim were there, therefore it happens to be that they touched all the oil, and it happens to be that it became tomei. No, says the Maharal, they wanted, and they went intentionally to make tomei all the shemen in the Beis HaMikdosh. But the one which was B'chosom Shel Kohen Gadol, which had an incredible degree of Kedusha, that they were not able to find and make tomei. Says the Maharal, if the Yevonim are looking to obstruct our avodah in the Beis HaMikdosh, if they're looking that we shouldn't be able to light the menorah, and they found the oil, then the right thing to do is pour it out, get rid of it. But no, they found it, left it, but made it tomei. Says the Maharal, because the Yevonim don't mind that we light the menorah. To have a pagan custom, we have no issue with that. But Kedusha, to be different than the Goyim, to be separate from the Goyim, to light the menorah with oil which has never been touched by a Goy, that's what they object to. So they went and they found all the oil, and they were matama b'yadayim, make sure that it has a relationship, a contact with the Goyim. Go and use that oil for your menorah. And that's what the Chashmonaim fought for. No, we are going to be separate. We're going to be different. We're going to have Kedusha in our lives. And because they fought for Kedusha, therefore they were able to find the Chosom Shel Kohen Gadol, the seal of the Kohen Gadol, which designated this one bottle of oil as having extra Kedusha. And when there's extra Kedusha, there's an extra Shefa of oil. And therefore, the oil burnt for 8 days. May we all be Zoicha in our own personal lives to follow the lead of the Chashmonaim, to introduce more Kedusha into our lives, to follow the lead of Yaakov Avinu, Vayova Yaakov Sholem, in Shmom L'Shonim and Malbushom, and then this way we will be Zoicha, each and every one of us, to be Sholem B'Gufoi, Sholem B'Toyrosoi, and Sholem B'Mamoinoi.